Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I'm talking about how to become the multi-orgasmic being you are totally capable of. And I'm taking your calls. Topics include, so you've got a dom-sub dynamic going on, but how do you make initiating sex more of an equal playing field? Sexting with someone you haven't met in person, how do you still take things slow? Your partner's got a case of selfish lover syndrome. How do you also get yours? And a little bit of clarification on the oral sex method everyone seems to be loving. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, check out sexwithemily.com. You're going to love our website if you haven't been there yet. And our podcast. Thank you for listening. We release 3 a week, and you can comment and subscribe wherever you listen. We so appreciate it. We so appreciate when you subscribe, when you comment, and you can easily let us know. We will share it. Let us know that you subscribed and what you said. If you share on Instagram, we'll share it. We'll tell you we love you so hard. We're at Sex with Emily across the board on all social media. Oh, and we're also on Sirius XM Radio. I'm there 5 nights a week, and I love it. It's Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 Pacific, and you guys should check it out. It's Sex Talk. I can take your calls. We chat. You'll change your life. You get a free 30-day trial at sexwithemily.com/SXM. All right, guys, enjoy the show. I need to fill you in on a little hack here. I'd like to talk to you about multiple orgasms. Okay? So this is for women. We can do one for men another time because men, penis owners, can have them as well. But I feel like there's a lot of women who say to me, I can only have one, or it really hurts after, or I've never had multiple. And this is one of those things that you can actually learn. Okay? It's just because it hasn't happened to you doesn't mean it can't happen. So I think the first thing is that you have to be patient and know that anytime you're trying, even if you're trying to masturbate for the first time, you're trying to figure out your G-spot. You know, I had to figure it out on my own. It wasn't happening for me during sex, during intercourse. So just know that you got to be patient, and that is your ticket. Like, if you want to have a ticket to multiple O-land, you might have to put in some time, and that's okay. It's the journey, because on the journey, you're going to find that maybe your labia is really sensitive and there's other parts of you that really feel good. So that's okay. And then also remember that a big part of it is to, you want to be present and you want to stay in the moment the whole time you're figuring this out. But you also want to do this whenever you're, like, I think a lot of this is mostly for masturbation. So if you are masturbating, let's say you do your normal trick, your normal masturbation routine. So you're present, you're okay that the multiple night might not happen this time, and you're breathing. You want to breathe deep, and you want to make sure you have your first orgasm. Knock it out. Mm-hmm. However you do it, have the orgasm. And then what you do is take a deep breath after that. So just because you have an orgasm, you can take your hands off or the vibrator or whatever you're doing, and then start to like move your hands over other parts of your body. You can start to touch your nipples. You can start touching around your clitoris. You can rub like the inside of your thighs, and just stay connected mentally and physically. But don't, like, stay connected to your body. Don't be thinking, is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? Pay attention to the sensations, like even after the first orgasm. Don't, like, I think that we have a habit of shutting down after, because we've always been done after the first one. So just pay attention to what's happening after that orgasm. Breathe, you know, you don't have to keep touching, and then to keep touching your clitoris. And then, you know, think about your clitoris. Think about what could feel good to you. So that is the focal point for a lot of women. That's where they have the orgasm. So if you explore new techniques for stimulating your stuff through like indirect touch, like I said, like other parts of the clitoris, varying your positions. Like for me, I know that I can have one, but then I can have my clitoral orgasm, but then there's like my labia, and there's like just, it's very complex. So know your clitoris. Become clitorate about your own body. Get a mirror. Take a look. Actually, next time you're doing this, you could have a mirror. Check out your clitoris. This is amazing, you guys. If you have a mirror when you are masturbating and you look at your like before and after, even when you're starting, it's really hot. But then you're like, oh, there's my clitoris. And then you see after you have an orgasm, it becomes swelled. It becomes more engorged. I don't love the word engorged. We're talking about, it doesn't sound sexy, but it does. It becomes engorged. Yeah. I mean, I guess it could be hot here and gorge.
Seeing the contractions, though, too, is actually pretty cool.
Right. When you have an orgasm, you watch the contractions and you see like, oh my God, that's happening. And then you start to like take your fingers and then you can kind of see where you're going and you can kind of like rub around and then play with like pressures and play with like different strokes. Maybe you want like a lighter touch. Maybe you want a vibrator, or you can use a sex toy, you guys. If you normally have it one way, you could try, you know, a toy. You could try a G-spot toy. You could try any kind of clitoral toy. Magic wand, I know for me, is like a personal record. I think it was like 23 orgasms.
That's insane. And amazing. I mean,
I don't think I ever
way.
Made it out that night.
But, I mean, how would you be? Like, how would your legs even work after
they
that?
They won. It was fun, though. I was like, I don't think I'm going to make it to dinner.
Sounds like a great time.
It was a good time, I got to say. I'm like, I'm not missing anything right now. So really, it's about teasing yourself, breathing, and knowing that it can happen. Working your Kegel muscles. Very important, you guys. Your Kegel muscles are responsible for your orgasm. Those are the muscles that are contracting. So when your doctor tells you, or when I tell you, strengthen your pelvic floor, that's what we mean. Do your Kegels. I have an iPhone app called Kegel Camp. You can download it. You can try that. It can remind you. You can buy Kegel balls. We have some on our website. Kegel. I like mixing it up.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. So,
what I like to do is I like to use the womanizer, but I think I like to do, like, I'll use the womanizer to get the first one, and then I'll use my hands after to get the next one.
Yeah.
I like kind of
right,
because
you're already warmed
forth.
Up. Yep. Mm-hmm. I've done that too, because you're already going. That's great. You could use the vibrator for the first one and then see, like, what else feels good. Oh, the other tip, definitely use lube.
Yeah.
Like, have you not heard that I'm obsessed with lube? You want to use it? Where have you been my whole life? But, you know, and just like, change your mindset about it. Like, know that, like, it can happen and it will happen if you just have patience and you breathe and you just explore. And so all the things I talk about, masturbation doesn't excite you, maybe a goal-oriented, like, let me see what else I could experiment with to have more pleasure. So, and nipple orgasms, also very popular, you guys. If you have not had one, it doesn't mean that you can't have one. So another fun thing is just, like, playing with your nipples and lube, like after you have an orgasm, like go up there, because the clitoris and the nipples, both the same part of your brain, they send signals to the same part of your brain that's responsible for orgasm. The clitoris and the breast, yeah. The nipples share the same part of the brain.
I have so much trouble trying to verbalize that. I
always say it wrong. Yes.
No, it's so hard to say it.
The same part of your brain is responsible for both, which is why a nipple orgasm is really common and popular. It's possible for a lot of women, but they just don't know because they don't spend enough time touching it. So these are all the paths to pleasure, you guys. Multiples. If you have any more questions about it, you can totally call us. You can call us about anything. But I think you'll be amazed at all the pleasure that your body can deliver you just by having a little patience and a little fun and taking some breaths and making your pleasure a priority. Whether you're in a relationship or out of a relationship, your pleasure should be a priority, especially your sexual health and pleasure. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So if you have more questions, you can also, we have some stuff on our website about multiple orgasms. Check it.
There's a really cute video. Emily does a sex hack.
I do?
Multiple orgasms.
Good. She put that. Okay, great. Do that. Check that out. 888-947-8277.
Okay, let's talk to the people. We have Tristan, who's 36 in California. He wants to know how he can get his fiance to make the move on him for a change.
Oh, hey, Tristan. I hear
you. Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Yeah, right?
I'm all right. Coming up on my year anniversary tomorrow. So.
Oh, how many years?
1 year.
1 year. Oh, happy anniversary. I hope it was a good year.
Thank you.
Okay, so you want her
to... excellent.
Good. So has she ever initiated before?
No.
Okay, so here's the thing. Yeah. A lot of women just never do. We're used to men doing it. It was never part of our thing, so she probably doesn't know how, really. Like, she could think about it, but it's like might be scary to her. She wouldn't know where to start, or she just doesn't think like that. So what you could do is tell her. Well, first of all, back up. Have you guys ever talked about your sex life?
Oh, yeah. We've talked about it. We thought about it.
Okay. So have you ever said to her what? That's good. Have you ever told her that you thought it'd be really hot if she initiated?
Oh, yeah. Numerous times.
And it doesn't happen. So here's why. She needs to know what that looks like for you. So Tristan, it might be as simple as like, you kiss my neck. But tell her specifically what it looks like, because she might be going, oh, I forgot again. I'm not in the mood. I didn't know. Like, it becomes stressful, which I know might seem silly to you because you're like, I've been doing it all year long. But for women,
right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But it's really common. I get this question a lot. So this is my best solution for you, is just to like tell her specifically what, do you know what it would look like for you?
Yeah, I have an idea.
Okay. Would you feel comfortable telling
her? Definitely. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. So that's how you
do
it.
I don't know why I haven't. Because we have a relationship where I'm the dom. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have all our toys, whips, and stuff like that. But I've backed off from that so much.
Why?
In a sense, I got tired of doing all the work.
Oh, I totally get it. Okay, so Tristan, I get it. So here's the thing. You're the dom. You're doing all the things. She doesn't think of it as work. Her brain isn't there. She's never had to do the work that you're talking about. So this is a conversation about her like learning some new skills, essentially. And without you, when you have to talk with her, you can't be like, I do all the work. Can't believe you know what I mean? That's the dynamic that you set up, right? That you both set up. So right. Now it's like, you have to tell her, like, you know, it would make me feel really loved and really, it would be such a turn on if I came home and you were lying on the bed wearing this thing that I bought, wearing that negligee, and then you had the toys out, and then you, whatever it is. And then she'd have a script, right? Mm-hmm. And then she could see if she likes it. So that's all it is. And you're already at the frustration point, but just give her a little time here. And remember that, like, then you can ask her what turns her on. How does she like it when you initiate the most? And you guys could figure out what your next level is. Make a plan for your, on your anniversary, why don't you guys write a sex plan for the year? What do you guys want to try? Do a bucket list. Exchange, say, let's play a fun sex game. Let's each write down 3 things we want to try in the next year, you know? And, like, have fun. By next quarter, we want to be, you know, I don't know what you guys want. Do an anal. swinging from the rafters.
Right.
That's a fun anniversary thing to do, I think. Figure out your sex plan. Prioritize pleasure this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tristan. So there you go. It's all going to get better.
Definitely.
This is your year. You're so welcome. Happy anniversary. It's the best gift ever, I think. What else do you want? Talk about your sex life on your anniversary in a really fun, positive way.
Yeah, I like the idea of making, like, the sex plan
for
the
year.
Because then, the whole year, if you do set it up, like, quarterly or however, then you know. You're like, hey.
Would you guys join me for a sex plan course if we could talk on the phone and we could do a make your sex plan? Would you follow through? Would you do that with me? 888-947-8277. Or just email us. You guys can always email us questions, feedback@sexwithemily.com.
All right, let's talk to Melissa, who's 53, met a guy online, and he wants to jump right into sex before going out on a date.
Oh, Melissa. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So, tell me, what? Tell me everything.
Well, so actually, so he's been on a project, and so he hasn't been in town for the last month. So we have been talking on the phone or in doing a lot of sexting. And I mean, he's really hot about like the things he likes to do or wants to do. And he's constantly reaching out to me throughout the day or in the evening and that kind of thing. And he's like, when I wrap up this project, I'd love for us to, you know, I'd like to take you out and all of that. He goes, but I just feel like we've been through so much. He's like, can we just go ahead and jump into the sex and then go out to dinner? And there's a part of me who's like, oh my God, I would love to. But then there's a part of me who's like, okay, Michelle, you're being crazy.
Yeah. No, I think, wait, and you've never met him, right?
Right.
Okay, right. You sent in an email, correct? Yeah. Did you?
Yeah, we got emails awesome. And our cell phones and all of that.
Yeah, yeah, we got your email. Awesome. No, but I think, no, you, yeah. So wait, listen, this is the right thing, Melissa. Did you send us an email about this? Okay, I was going to say, we were going to talk, we loved your email, and I'm so glad you called in. So like, here's the thing, Melissa. I think that you should go to dinner with him. It's more, you've never met him, and you've never met him. Just remember that. Sexting and words are just a tiny part of the whole equation. Like, with body language and actually seeing him in person and smelling him and the whole presence, and you got to see if you actually are going to want to have sex with them. And this is what people do. We escalate, we text sex, and you've never met. So no to sex before dinner. Mm-hmm. Not this time. Go to dinner, see if you like him, meet him in a public place. You might feel totally different. So it feels really great that he asked that, but to be like, oh, that'd be great, but that'll have to be our dessert. Let's get dinner. That's what I think.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Dessert.
Yeah, get to know him. God. We can wait through a meal. Yeah. And then let us know what happens. I want to see if you still like this guy.
I know, for God's sake, you can wait an hour.
Yeah, exactly. Right? We've never even met. Like, why do we got to jump right to sex, right? No, have him bite, get some dinner. Get some food and you see if you actually like this guy who's a great sexter. Believe me, I've dated many great texter/sexter, and then I realized I liked them more on the phone than I did in person. That happens.
Right.
So, I'm like, could you just go in another room and sex me? Okay, you're so welcome, Melissa. Let us know how it goes. We'll be here. 888-947-8277. We like that. When she sent the email, we were going to get to that. It's like, no, wait. Go to dinner, you guys.
Yeah.
Meet someone. Remember, you guys, the sexting, you never met someone. You don't know anyone until you meet them.
Even in general, like I said last night, I wasn't really sure what to expect on the date I went on. And he was completely kind of different than I thought he was going to be, which was, I mean, good. It was refreshing. I was like, oh, I actually had a nice time. But I didn't think he was going to be, I don't know, just the person that he was. So you have to meet them.
Right. You have to. Like how, like different, like the way he looked or just everything? Like,
no, like kind of like, I don't know. I just had this like kind of
Right. Because you've been texting.
Like barely though. So I didn't really know him that well. So it was really just off his profile. So I was like, sure. He seems all right, but I don't know. But then when I met him, I was like, oh, you're actually like really cool and just a different personality than I expected.
Right. Because people can't market themselves well, maybe. I mean, you marketed himself well enough for you to like his profile, but, and also our pictures of us is not who we are.
Exactly.
So it's such a small part, you guys. So remember, I think it's always best to, I think it's okay to have sex with someone right away. We all do it. We've all done it. But I think the longer you can wait to actually have sex, whether you're in a relationship or not, or it's the first time, the better it is for the relationship and for the sex. We all love a tease. We all love the drawing out of the sex and the tension. That can be some of the best part of sex. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're on to your calls. The There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread, so here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co.
All right, so let's talk to Griffin, 22 in Massachusetts. He decided to have sex with his girlfriend outside, and his mom and dad pulled up and caught them.
Ooh. Uh-oh, was it after Hey, Griffin.
Hey there.
How you doing? When did that happen?
Well, oh my God, it was bad. It okay. was really, really bad.
Okay, tell me when.
All right. So it happened, I would say, a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
When the weather was very nice out, and you know we were having a lot of sex, so we wanted to make things interesting. So we were outside. You know, there weren't a lot of cars around. Familiar neighborhood, so we were like, all right, let's get on top of the car and let's make it interesting. So I said, all right, she's down for it. We get on top of the car, we start fucking, and I'm near my house, but thinking me like, oh, there'll be no problems. And so I'm just honestly
on top of the car naked fucking. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to town, and all of a sudden my mom and my dad pull up. And they park right next to me.
And they're
asking, oh, like, what's going on? And my dad's laughing. And so I get off the car. I mean, we're caught at this point.
Right.
And my mom's yelling at me, like, yeah.
Wait, but you were in your driveway of your home?
No, I was like the street over. And,
like, so
and they were trying to get home.
Oh, the street over at night? Like, I don't know, maybe go like into another neighborhood. I mean, is that the street they go? I know, but still, that's hilarious.
I wasn't thinking at the time, but it was daytime. That was the problem.
Oh no.
So what happened, Griffin? Your dad was laughing and your mom what?
Oh, my mom was horrified because, my penis was out. That's never a good moment.
What about your girlfriend? What was your girlfriend doing?
My girlfriend just completely got off the car, jumped into the car and was hiding, and just put on a sweatshirt. She put on my sweatpants.
Oh, my God. So I would be dying. I would be dead if my boy, but good on you for a little experimental.
My dad yelled at me. My dad tried giving me hints after how I wasn't hitting it right was the worst part after it.
I love your dad. He's like, son, let me talk to you about this. Don't do the jackhammer. That doesn't feel good to her when you are hamming her away like that.
Well, he gave me credit because I was using protection at least. So.
Oh, there you go.
Points for protection.
I got a thumbs up. I got a thumbs up.
Yeah, Griffin, you did good. I love that Griffin brought a condom for the outdoor spontaneous sex. But, you know, next time I guess we'll make decisions outside the neighborhood. That is an amazing story, Griffin. I love it.
It was crazy.
That is so great. So your dad's amazing. Yeah. But really, I guess you got to be more.
You know, father like son. So.
Like father like son. He gave you some tips.
Yeah,
oh my God.
That.
Griffin, that's great. So how's your girlfriend doing? Is she recovered? Because I know if I was 20, I'd be like mortified.
I think at first it was a little horrifying, and it was probably the last time we'll ever fuck outside, but right. I mean.
But now you said you did it.
It was an experience. It was a great experience.
Okay, that was a great, and it was, we joined it too. I feel like we were there with you. So now thank you for passing that along. You made our night.
Oh, no problem. No problem. I mean, it was interesting. It was actually one of the best, you know, one of our best times of having sex. I mean, it was warm out. I was feeling good. I mean, I went to town. She loved it. So maybe I didn't get to finish with the problem, but that my parents saw my penis, but.
But yeah, but I love it. It's going to be a good story. You'll never forget it. So, you know.
Never forget
and
that.
And I'll never forget it either. I mean, don't let it stop you from having sex, crazy, doing wild things, but you know, now you got something else to try. What's next on the bucket list?
Well, we've already fucked inside of a Chili's before, but.
Inside of a Chili's? Like in the bathroom or just.
Restaurant.
No, I know the restaurant. Now I'm never going to eat there again, but that's cool. But that's cool. Okay, well, you guys sound fun. Just, you know, be safe. Keep calling
us. Keep it interesting.
You do, Griffin, 22-year-old man. This is good, Griffin. Yep. We're all learning a lot from you. We all need to keep it interesting at all age, at every time, at every stage of the relationship. And it's not that hard. Just don't get caught.
Of course. I'm in my prime right now.
You are, man.
I got to go get it.
Yeah, Griffin. Griffin, do it with you. You grab your condoms and just fly into the universe and do you. He's like a superhero.
Yes, sir.
All right, Griffin. Thanks for calling. You're the best. Call us back. Keep us posted. 888-947-8277. I love that story. Oh my God. I could see the dad like, son, you know, son, really? You're not hitting it right. That's funny. Oh, man, because I was afraid, because yesterday we were talking about fantasies people have. We were talking about sex in public. Mm-hmm. And that was our whole thing. That we did a little segment on it. And then I thought, holy shit, Griffin did it last night and he got caught. But no. He was doing it before us.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
All right, let's talk to Cherie, 51, in Nevada. And she's got a question about selfish lovers.
Cherie, what's going on? Tell me.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Well, okay, big fan. Thank you. I enjoy your show. Thank you very much.
Of course.
The problem I have is I've been dating this guy for nearly 5 years, and he's very selfish. He doesn't reciprocate oral. I tell him the moves that I enjoy that will allow me to have an orgasm. He's done it once.
Right.
I'll remind him and tell him, ooh, I really love it when you do that. I really love it when you do this. And he may or may not do it. Most times he won't, but
okay.
I'm the type of lover where I'm very giving. I'll do whatever it takes to make him, you know, come and get there.
Right.
And
no, I get it.
As long as it takes.
Yeah, of course. Well, have you...
He enjoys. Well, he won't do anything.
I got it. So, Sherry, here's what the deal. So, this is a really, just so you know, like, this happens a lot, right? You're like, I told him. And, like, why wouldn't he do it? He loves me. So, here's the thing. He just does it, even though you've told him. I think you got to talk about it. I know you have to talk to him about it in a way that he can actually hear. Like, not just a one-time thing, but, like, an outside the bedroom where you're like, listen, I really love you and our relationship, but I feel so much more turned on and attracted to you when you go down on me. It feels so good when you, like, do this thing with your tongue. And I know that you know that because I've told you. And I'm just wondering, like, I feel like I need it. Like, I require it. Like, foreplay. Like, not just a suggestion, a requirement. So I'm curious if you have ideas around, like, why? Is there a reason maybe why that doesn't happen as much? Or tell me your thoughts about it. How do you feel about that, that that's what I need?
Well, I find that most of the, this is how it'll go. It's like foreplay. It's like he enjoys me going down, so I
I do it. I enjoy it also.
Okay, but not as much. Okay. Sorry, keep going.
All the time is spent doing that. Okay, that's a lot of time. And then there's, you know, we have sex. And then it's over.
So you're not having orgasms?
I've had one.
In 5 years?
Yes.
Sherry. There's an orgasm deficit going on, and we need to feel it. Sherry.
I enjoy everything else, but he's only...
What else?
You know, brought me to climax one time.
He doesn't... Okay, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Ready? I'm going to give you... He's like a lot of men. He doesn't know. Like, literally, he's never had a woman in his life share the information with him that women do not orgasm, mostly during intercourse. Only 20% do. Like I just... But I feel like that's why. Unless he's just... I mean, then I'm going to say, is he selfish in other... Is there other ways in the relationship that this feels familiar to you?
Yes.
Okay. For example?
Gifts, things like that. Gift giving. He doesn't go all out, but enjoys reciprocating.
Right. So he's selfish a little bit. He doesn't really take care of your. Sure. He doesn't take care of your needs.
No.
You don't feel nurtured by him.
No.
Right. So it's kind of like it's all the things. So I don't know if it's just about the sex, but it's that. And how long have you guys been together?
Nearly 5 years.
Near 5 years. Oh, yeah. You said 5 years. Okay. And it's been happening. Okay. So have you ever had any talks? Like, is this your guy? Like, you're with them for forever? Whatever that means, or a long time?
Well,
you know?
I won't say forever.
No, I get
but
it.
I enjoy him. I mean, he's a sweet guy and everything. I love him. But. And like I said, we have fun. We have a good time. I enjoy having sex with him.
Right. Okay, so maybe he just needs some little, I think he just needs some reminders here about what, like, here's the thing, there's information he doesn't have, and that is that, like, that's foreplay, like, it's, and I agree, like, Sherry, I came, you, like, your generation, like, we just gave blowjobs, like, that's what we did. I didn't expect oral sex in return. Most men weren't offering it up, but it's a new time now, Sherry, and we require, like, all the studies and science, and, like, women, we are told, and men believe it, too, not their fault, really. This is what we see, that penetration is that's the main act. The main act is when his penis goes inside of you, and oh my God, because that's the main act for them. Because women didn't know how to speak up as much about it. So I think that there's just going to have to be like a talk with him. You let him know, like, I require these things, like oral and foreplay, like I do too. I'm actually, it makes me, and when you do it, I feel so good. So you're not like saying, why haven't you? And I'm mad, and why don't you know this? But you encourage him and let him know that it turns you on. It's actually something that's like a deal, but like you require it. Foreplay, right. And oral, and like you could like say, and let me know what else you might need from me. But like, I think it's time 5 years in that we really have a great, I was driving along listening to the show, and she was talking about couples and communication, how important it is for them to talk about their sex lives all the time. And I realized we haven't talked about it much. So I started thinking about what we could do to, you know, make it even take it to the next level. And here's some thoughts. What do you think? Okay. What are your ideas? And then you might have to have it again next week. Don't be afraid to keep having these conversations with him if he's your guy. You might as well figure out if he can give you what you've been giving to him, because you deserve it. And you will find someone who demands they go down on you. Like, they'll be like, I am not even putting my penis anywhere near you until I go down on you for 20 minutes.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's what I want.
Right. You should have that. Like, you should have that. We should all have that. You're like, do everything for him. I know. So he just has got lazy. He doesn't think he has to. No one's ever given him consequences. No one's ever called him on it. Maybe his mom took care of everything. You know, you're taking care of everything. I don't know. But I just like to give him the benefit of the doubt that we've grown up in a certain time and societal norms, and no one ever called it out, and he's not listening to the show and he doesn't get it. So let's just try it out. Try some, like, no. But don't get like apologetic. I'm sorry, because you're a pleaser, it sounds like, so am I, so I know, like, it's weird and awkward to state for what it takes a while, like, you gotta learn to set boundaries and ask for what you want, but I'm telling you, girl, you deserve this, and you got a, you haven't had it for 5 years. One orgasm. Like, I don't even know. Like, I need you to move. I need you to have this conversation today.
I know.
Yeah, you can call me back. You can just do the first step because it's going to be hard. I'm telling you, not hard, but like, it, you don't often have these conversations. Most people don't. But just know that just once you start, you can't mess it up by speaking your truth and how it feels. And don't worry about hurting his feelings.
I did say something.
You did.
Well,
okay.
See, that's where it is. I did say something, and that was really difficult for me to do, and I felt good that I said it, but just nothing changed.
Well, because we don't, you know why? Nothing changes. No, we don't make behavioral changes based on one suggestion from someone. Like, you know how many friends told me I should meditate before I did, or maybe you should take a yoga, you know, like go to the gym or eat healthy. Like, I know I shouldn't be eating gluten or whatever it is. You told him once, and he changed, or twice. But to actually change behavior, you need to do some more explaining to him, Cherie, where you're like, this is why it makes me feel good. That's how I get turned on. It makes me feel love from you. Maybe you guys could take the love language quiz and see, because it sounds like gifts is one for you. And the love language quiz takes...
We did.
Okay, so then go over the results.
Yes.
Listen, people need... Well, so you know what? He's not... For whatever reason, he's not prioritizing your pleasure and he needs to. And you're going to find out soon enough if you are strong and have this conversation, but in a loving way, and you see if anything changes, give him a month from now, because then you'll be in it for 5 more years. And I can't have you wait that long for another orgasm.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay, Cherie,
thank
keep me
so
posted.
Much.
I'll be here. Thank you. Let me know.
All right. So Mike, who's 52, New Jersey, wrote, I've heard you talk plenty of times about the Kiven method. There's one thing I get confused about. When I lay perpendicular to her, am I looking left to right, as in clit to perineum, or up and down, labia, clit, labia, or better yet, north to south or east to west, with her head being north?
Oh,
thank you and love your show.
God. Thank you, Mike. Okay. We've talked a lot about the Kiven method on the show and that we've had wild results. Crazy. People are like, oh my God, it's an amazing sex method that we actually have it on our Instagram in the saved and the save stories. Doesn't say like Kiven mm-hmm. method or oral sex method. But here's the deal, Mike. I get it. A few people were confused about this. Essentially, you're sticking, you're licking from labia to labia. So essentially, your tongue itself is going up and down, but it's side by side on her, if that makes sense. So you're licking like, you're licking up and down labia, clit, labia.
Yes.
It's not clit to butt, clit to perineum. Perineum. It's labia, clit, labia. So it's like a windshield wiper across. So that would be east to west if her head is north.
Mm-hmm. I'm so bad at that.
I know. We're all bad
stuff.
At geography. I was like, oh, shit, north. Her head is north. Her feet are south.
Yes.
But you are licking east to west. I think we all got that.
Yes.
On the clitoris. So... this is the best. I'm telling you, it's because when your tongue is swiping over all those...
Swiping.
It's a swish swash. I'm swiping over the... swishing and swapping and swishing over the... That's what it's doing. It's like a swish. It's like a lick, 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 swish, swish. Your tongue's all swishing around west to east, east to west, whatever.
What if
it feels amazing because you're hitting all these nerve endings that I always talk about the clitoris, which is 8,000 nerve endings. It's not just that little bulb, it's also in the labia, because when you're licking the labia, remember that there's clitoral legs that extend down in behind the labia. So it's like a wishbone. So if you are licking, if you're going labia, clit, labia, essentially you're going clit, 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 because the labia can also be the clitoral nerves. So you're just, you're it's a larger swath. With your swipe. That's what it is. So, I hope that clarifies it for all of you. And now if you want to know about the Kiven method, you can go to sexwithemily.com or you can just go to our Instagram and watch me perform it.
On the vulva puppet.
I perform it on the vulva puppet that we have in here for teaching purposes. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks, everyone, for listening and for participating and for telling all your friends about the show. Because, come on, they need help as well, right? Thanks to my amazing team, Ken, Kristen, Michelle, producer Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.